listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
No fear process in you. Fear is unreality. Only fear or evil is afraid. Fear is a false process. It is a failure from the outset. In fact, fear and failure are equivalent. Fear is not a part of the real man in God's image. Page 586 of Science and Health defines fear as heat, inflammation, anxiety, ignorance, error, desire, caution. Here is just one take on this definition. Fear is a false process which shows up as some form of excitement, perhaps a symptom, a difficulty, or a problem. That's heat or pressure in its pretense of cause. Inflammation follows when the cause is looked for in a body, a circumstance, or other physical symptom. The process continues when not stopped by an affirmation of truth or contradiction of it. Anxiety seems to follow. That's the uncertainty of not knowing what to do or not finding a mental so-called cause, but continuing to examine a situation from a material sense standpoint. Finally, ignorance appears with the thought, I don't know. There is no cause in what is termed matter, which is illusion. The illusion that material things are solid objects, instead of subjective perceptions of a limited so-called mind. In reality, all the objects, persons, and things on this plane of existence are symbols for spiritual ideas now seen through the five senses as physical. The false process of fear continues with error. Just as described, error is that state of mortal thinking which thinks it sees the illusion before it as material rather than spiritual. It is an error about body, man, and God. What follows next is the desire to remove something from the body. Fear is the manifestation of disease, Science and Health. Fear is the disease. It does not manifest disease, therefore fear is only a pretense to being a cause. There is nothing to remove from body which, in science, is the sum of all right ideas, reflecting truth, life, and love, or substance. If the false process called fear is not stopped, note, it is always stopped with just a simple contradiction of it, with truth or love's voice, or simply turning away from the belief itself. Again, if not stopped, the word caution alerts us to the false process trying to build up or magnify itself. Wisdom saves from letting a foreboding loop back to the first word or initiation of the false process and adding fuel to the excitement. Stop right there, or at any phase of the process. Know that fear always pretends the same way. It has no originality, no mind, and no reality. It's really a false process, since thought does not move naturally from heat to inflammation to anxiety to ignorance to error to desire to caution, since thought, by its very nature, is not in matter or material things. Thought, God's thoughts, being holy, spring from intelligence. Intelligence does not operate in a false process or false way. At this point, fear completely uncovered as a false process, anyone easily applies the wonderful truths that come to mind, and the false process of fear stops.
from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.